Geneva is the expert, but we consider you to be a bit of one.
Elmer Fudd, you okay there?
No, that would be
Porky the Pig.
It's Porky the Pig.
Oh, okay, sorry.
We consider you to be a bit of one as well too. Hey, if you ever want to comment on, you know, the topic we're talking about with the Book of Love, you can always shoot us a text, 902-425-1035 on the Domino's Talk and Text line. Megan, what are we discussing today?
This 23-year-old woman, you know, starts using dating apps. She's on Hinge. She meets somebody, and Hinge is for relationships. So there's already a level of expectation there when you're joining. And she ends up going on 5 dates. Not 3, not 4, 5 dates. That's a lot. And asks him, what are we? Which I think after 5 dates is a reasonable thing to ask. And he decides all of a sudden when she asks, and it's always when you ask, that he suddenly decides that maybe he's not that interested in having a relationship. And they say they agree to stay friends, which, you know, everybody does, but we all know what actually happens. And they said it's been a week of no contact. She's feeling lost because it's really good to connect emotionally with someone. Who doesn't love that? But she doesn't think she can go back to Hinge because that took a lot. And she doesn't want to handle more disappointments. And, you know, who wants to face rejection and then face it over and over and over again and then try to risk that again? But she does want a relationship. So she's asking, how does she get over this feeling and find somebody who is right for her?
Oh, great question. Great question. And a lot of people experience this, especially when you're fresh into the online dating space and, you know, you have that first match and you get really excited and the expectations of the match or online dating are through the roof. And that first match often ends up just like this.
Okay. Yeah. The serious disappointment, What is this though? And getting right, wanting to get right to the point of what it could be, giving a reason, giving an explanation behind what exactly they're experiencing.
Right, absolutely. First and foremost, you know, apps are wonderful, but remember, it's just an app on your phone. Okay, that's all it does is introduce you to the single people in the area. So, and I usually say to the women that I'm coaching in the compound dating technique, your first match, more likely than not, will not be the love of your life. Okay? It just won't.
No.
But they do tend to end up like this because their expectations are, you know, we're going to meet somebody within the first week and it's going to be amazing. We're going to be in a relationship and I'm going to be the success story from online dating when all I hear is about the horrible stuff, right? So I want everybody to manage their expectations when moving into the online dating space. It's going to take 3 to 6 months to really get some traction going and possibly meet somebody.
Yeah, you got to get yourself used to the world of online dating. There's a whole different etiquette to online conversations, and especially she's a 23-year-old woman. That's pretty young. Some people, you know, some people will start dating in like high school and getting those practice runs and stuff. But I know for the most part, people start getting into these serious trial relationships, I'll call them, in their young 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So that's hard. There's a lot of rejection to face there.
Exactly. Especially when you haven't faced rejection yet, you're not used to it. So it's really, really painful and it really, really sucks. And I know you and me and Andy, we can all relate to this. We've all experienced this at some point in our life, probably several times, right?
I've never been rejected.
Oh.
I'm the dumper. I'm not the dumpy.
Oh, that's right. You're always right. I forgot. Yes, you're right.
Right, yeah.
So, Geneva, how does this person get back on the horse, though? That's a big question here because they're feeling a little down. They don't want to tackle it again. You've said that there's a mountain and there's no way to deal with that mountain except for tackling it. How does this person get jacked up again? Yeah, get climbing gear. There you go. That's
Well, one thing I recommend is always date multiple people until you become exclusive
interesting.
With somebody, especially when online dating.
Okay, so the fact that I got 10 ladies on the go right now ain't a problem.
Yeah, so long as you're keeping the pickle in the pickle jar, okay?
Wait, 1 second. What'd you just say? Keeping a pickle in the pickle jar?
Yeah, keep that pickle in the pickle jar. You're more than welcome to date multiple women and not be exclusive with any of them as you're getting to know them. 100%.
Oh, was the pickle... okay, I see.
Not be physical with them.
Well, I thought that the lady was the pickle, so I picked my favorite lady, put her in a pickle jar, and then when I was ready for the other ladies and ready to start working with them and developing, because you're developing a pickle, right? I'm pickling the person that I like. So, and if I'm pickling them, and then they're not super into me, then I can move on to the next cucumber and then pickle that one.
I don't think that's what she means.
Oh, okay.
You know what? That's exactly what I meant, Andy. Thank you.
Definitely. Okay. Absolutely. No. Absolutely.
But anyways,
here is truly the thing. Like, honestly, we never know somebody's intentions with us until we have spent, and yeah, 5 days is absolutely a normal amount of time to meet someone, get to know them, and potentially become exclusive. But if we have stopped dating everybody else and we have gone on these 5 dates with this person and they end it, or they say it's not relationship material or whatever it is, you're going to be crushed. And it's not because of just the expectations you had on him, but it's also because, you know, you have to start from ground zero again, which is where she's feeling now. She's like, I went on 5 dates, now I have nobody, and I got to start over again, right? But we got to kind of keep some momentum going, and don't cut anybody else off, date multiple people until you've had the exclusivity conversation with somebody, Grace.
Hey, Geneva, well, thank you so much again for your input on this. Much appreciated. And if you want to check out, if you want to find love on the first date, then look up Book of Love on Instagram. Geneva will help you out.
Book of Love Canada.
Book of Love Canada, yes.
Thanks, exactly. And Andy, keep that pickle in the pickle jar, okay?